thinking about like what allowed you to do this big thing. As you said, maybe part of it was the experience of working with Welsh National Opera and like just seeing how they're doing it. Some of it was like allies to Lemoir, like being able to support you. Is there sort of anything else which made that the right time to be doing that? Either in just maybe like Cardiff or like the country as a whole at the time, like maybe you were looking for those sorts of projects?
Well, it's funny because there was a right time for it, but the time was 2 years later. So actually, you know, we did it. It wasn't the right time. But we started something or we were ahead of the game, because the next thing that happened was the lottery. I mean, after that, we went back on tour for a couple of years with the Blue Tent, continuing to do that work as well. But then the lottery came out, and the lottery was all about participatory arts and doing large-scale professional projects with participation. And that's what the funding priorities were for it. And all these bigger organisations all started freaking out and going, we must start community programmes. And we were like, well, that's just part of our blood. You know, we do this all the time. And so we were really positioned perfectly at that point with that show altogether under our belt to apply for what was the next three stages of... We did three more large-scale community shows, which we called Stepping Stones, and it was supposed to be Stepping Stones to the Millennium, three shows in a row. And we got funding really easily for that, because we were there, positioned in the place with already a commitment to working with the community and a commitment to making that kind of art. So we got the funding. We did the 3 years up to... We did 2 years. We did Prophecy 1 year, and Now Here the following year. Now Here was enormous, had about 200 people in it. And at that point, by the time we got to doing Now Here, we were going, well, we can only do these types of shows in Cardiff because we know our own community, and also there's empty warehouse spaces that we could do this in. And that started us thinking, what if we were to be doing a touring community tented show? How would that be if we could take the project? So for the third year, which was going to be the immortal one, how would it be if instead of doing it in a warehouse in Cardiff, we could take it around Wales and do it in different communities? And we realised that to do that, we would have to have a touring warehouse. So that's when we looked at getting a much bigger tent that we could possibly do that scale of work in. And that kind of stopped us in track, because we got really excited about the concept of the big new tent, and we were going to tour it around Welsh communities, and we got the money. We had to stop and make a capital application for the tent, and they gave us something like 190,000 for a 250,000 project, but that left us trying to raise 60,000, which took us a lot longer than it should have. So we finished Now Here in 1998, and we didn't actually do the third of the three Stepping Stones until 2002. So there was a gap in the middle where we were still doing other work and other shows and touring the Blue Tent, etc., but we weren't able to, because we were raising the money to do the tent and we were putting in applications to do the touring community production. And in the end, we didn't get we got the funding for the tent, and we managed to raise the money and we bought the tent, but we didn't have enough money to do the touring community, so we ended up just doing the third Stepping Stones in our own tent. All three of those shows were with Orit Azaz. Forenza had disappeared off the scene, and we'd been talking to Orit, who was also a theatre director. And she directed those three projects. So the final show was what we call Immortal Zero. It happened in our big top in the tent in Cardiff, and it happened in 2002. It was originally meant to happen in 2000. So it was 2 years late by the time we got round to actually doing it.